Good morning, everybody. My name is Stefan Ravatosh. I'm the chair of the Select Committee of the Church of the Church. The question today is the continuation of our hearing last week on the 6th of May, where we were supposed to present to traditional messages in Busan. And we couldn't face the business because of time. We reschedule this meeting process to any other. You are all welcome. Maybe we should quickly just rooms with these ourselves. But it also that for your committee on healthy gym, which I want to take so that you can help out the chair of the proposal committee and your committee members. Mm-hmm. And we will start from Honorable Marty and also other members of the committee.
I think there are supposed to be anonymous at the hotel, the name of the committee.
My name is Dr. Kevin Sasa. I'm the Deputy Director General responsible for hospitals at the National Department of Health.
Good morning, my name is Terry Kuntelox. I'm a permanent delegate to the NJB from the Free State.
My name is Dr. Walmart James. I'm a member of the Health Commission.
Good morning. My name is Sam Kelly. Permanent delegate from the West Bank, member of this committee.
Good morning. I'm Julius, permanent delegate from Fulton, member of this committee. Select from the issues.
My name is Dr. Chen, I'm a member in the West Bank, member of the Chair of the Fulton, and I'm happy to be here.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Maureen Schiffer,
member
of the
Health Committee. Dear Chair and colleagues, my name is A.M. Shekima, member of the Portfolio
Committee. Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Maesela. I'm the member of the Portfolio Committee on Health.
Good morning, everybody. My name is B.S. Halahi. I'm the research of the Health Committee.
Thank you very much, and Honorable Manobon is just sent us from Northern Cape, permanent delegate to the room, and then the Honorable Chelsea, permanent delegate from KZN in the COP. Can I check, despite the representative of the Department of Health, is there any person that is accompanying the Department of Health?
From
the Provincial Department of Health of Western Cape, is there anyone representing? We are welcoming you once again, but if you remember us doing this topic when you were telling us about what happened on the first of I'm sure you will take it from that
side. Good morning. The first caucus to be your visit.
I am just for
my name is Mrs. Puzani. I'm from Khayelitsha. I'm working at police station as a cleaner. I'm mother of late Tamara Puzani. On the 1st of August, I went to register to visit my daughter. They did operate on the 27th of July, but on Wednesday. When I visited them, I spoke to Sister Peterson. I asked Sister Peterson, I come to visit her mother was late, after hours late. Then Sister Peterson said to me, thank you to come. We was waiting for you. Doctor discharged Tamara. I asked to Sister. Sister said to me, I said to Sister, Sister, I want to speak to the doctor first. Because doctor operated Tamara from the theater to the ward, and she was very sick. Sister said to me, Dr. Thompson is overseas, won't come back. Doctor besides, Tamara said, Tamara must go home because there's nothing they can do further. When I want to speak to Dr. Thompson, Sister Peterson said Dr. Thompson is overseas. I said, how can you go to overseas after 2 days? Because on the 28th, we came to visit Tamara. I want to speak to him. He looked at us. He got with a back door. Sister said, Tamara is discharged. I said, Sister, I've got no clothes because it's after hour I come from work. And Sister Peterson said, the bed is for somebody else, Tamara got no place. I leave Sister Peterson, I went down to Iflow to social worker, Belinda Bailey. I meet Belinda. Belinda said to me, I was waiting for you, Mrs. Buzan. The reason last time I visited Tamara, Tamara was very, very sick. But they said that it's just Tamara. I said to, and she said, let's go to F7, where Tamara is. We went there. And Belinda, Betty's sister said, Sister, Tamara is an old patient of Dr. Spear since she was 13 years old. She can't, we can't, Tamara can't go home, she's very sick. And said, the bed got somebody else. And Belinda said to Sister, I'm begging you, you can wait till tomorrow morning because Tamara's mother has got no clothes for Tamara. And Sister said, throw the bed sheet and the two night dress. I got it evidence, there is that stuff. She threw it that stuff. She said, I must rape Tamara. Sister, how I can take Tamara? And Sister said, you can hire a car. I said, Sister, this time I've got no money to hire a car. I phoned at my work, and my work, they give me a car and a driver. Driver come to pick me up and Tamara. And I go home. Then I phone my people, I asked Sister, can you borrow me a wheelchair? Sister said to me, the wheelchair is a long process, you must fill a form, and you must be on a waiting list. Then she called the security, she said, hey, Sister, you can go with them, just to the car. When they finish to put the Tamara in the car, you can bring back the wheelchair. And the security did do so. And when I was on the way, I told my people, I was waiting for them long time. And I told them the situation, and they bought a car for me, and they bought a wheelchair for me. Then I decided to go to the media because Tamara was very sick. The eyes, I got the evidence, I got the paper. Tamara's eyes was not moving, was looked up. And I went to the media, I called the media, come take the story. When the media take a story from me, the media go to Fortescue to take a story to the Fortescue. Now they start to phone me day and night, I shouldn't take out the story. I said, no, I will take out the story. Now that the superintendent of Fortescue called a meeting, said that we must have a meeting with the family. Then we was there, and my cousin brother to that meeting was 3 o'clock. Now, when we start the meeting, she said to me, I must take a long time because she hasn't got enough time. Then she called the other doctors. Dr. Ficken was there to that meeting, and Dr. Mjoli was there. And I tell that story because Dr. Ficken was so surprised if Tamara is there at the operation because she's a part of neurology. She knows Tamara when she was very young. Now that she didn't tell her. Now she wants to know what's happening. She going to fetch a folder. She put a folder in front of them. Now the superintendent of hospital, Belinda Jacobs, said, I explained everything what's happening. And she says, I'm so sorry. Everything is going wrong to Tamara, to your daughter. I asked her, what the solution? And she said to me, the solution, you must bring back Tamara. I said, I won't bring back Tamara. You must come because the sister in charge said, I must hire the car. Now they come at home, they send the ambulance. When they come with the ambulance, the two vans of South African police escorted the ambulance. They take Tamara back to protest here. I did mention last week to Father Tani, I spoke about that, then they sent it to tell it that part I didn't talk about last week. Now that's why I'm starting here. Now they took Tamara, Belinda Bailey, social worker called me, said to me, they said hospital management, like I must choose between two hospitals, which hospital in Cape Town or Conrad Care Center. But if you choose a good hospital in Cape Town, you must know that because it is 300 rand, And Bede is 25 rand. I said, Belinda, where can I get that money? Because I work as a cleaner. Then I choose Conradi Care Center. That when she was there for that, and I asked Belinda how she can see the doctors, because the doctors in Kotaku from New Road. And she said, they said they were going to visit her mother 3 times per week at care center. When I'm always visiting her mother at care center, I asked Mrs. Hunt, I social work there to care center. She said to me, no, the doctors, they come to other patients. They said her mother is not on their own list. Then on the 4th of November 2011, the same year they did operate, Dr. Thompson did operate Tamara. That doctor did run away by the door. Then they discharged Kelsey on the 4th of November 2011. Now I said, Ms. Randa, make an appointment for Tamara to go to Huddersfield on the 15th of November 2011. Then I took Tamara there, and Tamara, she was very sick, because at a care center, you can't stay more than 6 weeks. Then when I'm there, there is a doctor there, doctor, I don't know, don't really know him, his name, but I know him, it's Letizy. Then I meet him, and he said to me, I must go to Kailisha Day Hospital. I said, how I can go to Kailisha Hospital, because I haven't got a referent letter. And he said to me, you don't need a letter, because Kailisha is your place, you know, they know you. I asked, what was that wound there? Because when they operated my daughter, they used the same place there on her ankle. They put a grip there. Now she has a deep wound. I asked, what about this wound? Now she said, you can go to the dressing room. Then I'm going. There is a nurse, she helped me there to dress my daughter. Then I go home. I can't go to private day hospital because I didn't got a letter to return me there. Then Tamara was sick again the following year on the 2012. Then I sent Tamara to Huddersfield. Huddersfield, since I went to media, now they don't want me anymore. They started to operate Tamara when Tamara was 13 years. Now Tamara passed away, she's 32 years. And a lot of operation is on Tamara. Professor Taylor, that one was here last week, is the first doctor that operated Tamara when she was 13 years old. She's got a lot of operation on her head. Now, since I took them to the media, they don't want Tamara anymore. They don't want me. Tamara was sick again last year on the 4th of February. I called the ambulance. The ambulance took Tamara to Kailisha Day Hospital, to KDH. When they took Tamara there, they said to me, Tamara, they keep Tamara in a trauma on the 4th, on the 5th, on the 6th. They said they sent Tamara to protest because they didn't get a history for Tamara. Now, when they sent Tamara on the 6th of February, last 2014, Huddersfield on the 7th, referred back at Kailisha. They didn't want to take Tamara. Now, at Kailisha, did admit Tamara. I always visit Tamara. On the Sunday, when we visit Tamara, we saw Tamara underfoot. She got something like a bleed, like she bent. Then I did ask two sister in charge, sister, what's happening to Tamara? And the sister in charge at Kailisha said to me, she don't know. She called a doctor, Dr. Weaver. Dr. Weaver came. I asked, doctor, what is that? Doctor said to me, it's a pressure. I said, doctor, what kind of a pressure? But she told me two things. First, he said to me, it's a pressure. And the second thing, she said, maybe Tamara, when she's lying on the bed, she keeps the bed. And we go home. The following day on Monday, I called my commander, my superintendent at the police. I said, let's go to visit Tamara because they always take me over to Huddersfield to help me. When we visit there, me and the superintendent, I said, superintendent, there is something on Tamara's foot. And the superintendent called the doctor, asked to the same doctor. The doctor said, no, it's a pressure. They can't break it, that thing. They will send Tamara to Lena here. And he said to me, I must visit Tamara on the 12th. They will phone me. Then I didn't visit Tamara because I used to visit my daughter every day. But on the 12th, I didn't visit Tamara because he said to me, I mustn't visit Tamara because they will take her to Lenda here. On the Thursday, on the 13th, I received a phone call. I'm at lunchtime. They phoned me, they said they discharged Tamara, must come catch Tamara. I asked to that lady this phone, what about Lerachia? No, we not take a Lerachia anymore. Then they got me a car and a driver, Shaggy. His name is Shaggy. He was also here last week. And when we are there, I went to sister in charge. Sister, I received a phone call. I must come to catch Tamara because she discharged. The sister said, there is Tamara. She was in a room there. She's alone. Then we go there. When I take off Tamara's clothes, Tamara is beaten all that side of the bed. I've got the proof. I've got everything here. I've got the proof. They beaten Tamara. Tamara was so confused. I asked Tamara, why Tamara, who beat you? And Tamara said to me, I don't know. She's so confused. I've got all the evidence. And I went to see, and the driver said to me, you must call sister. I called the sister. I said, sister, who beat my child? And sister said, no, it's my first time to see. I said, sister, but she's at the hospital every day. We wash my child. We dress my child, but you say you don't know. And the sister said, I don't know. And sister called all the staff, was there. The staff came. When the staff came, nobody said to me. Everybody said, no, I don't know. I said, sister, you must call the last person a doctor. Sister, always when I see something there, Tamara, to my daughter, they call Dr. Weaver. Dr. Weaver came. I said, doctor, who beat my child? Dr. Weaver said, you think your child is assaulted? I said, yes, because you can see. Now he said, no, it's a pressure. Doctor, what kind of a pressure? Always when I see something to my daughter, you say it's a pressure. And I live in a ward. I go outside. And also the driver was inside. I phone at the host to my commander. I said, superintendent, Tamara is beaten at the hospital. And she said, no, first, don't take it home. First, stop. We must bring Tamara to the police station. We was there on the pageant. Now they took a photo to Tamara by cell phone because the communication was go home already. The following day on the 14th, the superintendent sent a social crime police, two ladies, with a camera to take the photos to Tamara, those photos I saw. They take a photo to Tamara, and she said, when we finish to take a photo to Tamara, we must take a J88 and take Tamara to private hospital. They take Tamara to private hospital, to private doctor. The private doctor, friend Tamara, said Tamara, the hip is broken. And she can't move, she can't do the hip or swelling like that, the hip is broken. And superintendent said, when we finish to take Tamara to doctor, we must take Tamara at home. Then we must take Tamara's mother and her superintendent and another constable. We take a camera to hospital. When we was there, the camera, we wanted a management. They took us there to conference room. Me and the superintendent and the constable. They came there. Now superintendent tell a reason why we are here. Tamara is beaten and gave them a camera. Said you must make your own copies. Now they took it, they make their own copies, they give it as extra camera. Then they said no, they will see, they will try to find out. I was waiting. I came here at the parliament on the 3rd of March because there's nothing happened. And when I came here, there is a warrant officer there, said to me, Mama, you can't come in the parliament, first you must go to Wales Street. I went to Wales Street, when I'm there, there was a police there, they said, no, Mama. They give me another number on my phone. I was not happy. I cry. I came here again. When I'm here, there is a small place there. The police there are there by the gate. When I'm there, I saw a constable. She knows me. She was straight through the training there to my station. And she said to me, Mama Puzan, Mrs. Puzan, I saw you on a paper with your daughter. What's going on? And I explained. I saw that. Now I said, I come here to parliament. I come to complain. Now she took me here. She said, you can come with me. There is a lady who has left me there in front. I showed the papers and everything. That lady gave me a telephone number, said to me, you must phone this number. I did phone a lady. I don't know. I didn't meet her, but I meet on the phone. They call Helen Rousseau. I phoned Helen Rousseau. I explained about the problem. When I explained that problem, she phoned that hospital. She said she will come back to me. When she came back to me, she said to me, she spoke to the management. They must say, call a private doctor for Tamara. Then I went there. When I went there with Tamara, early in the morning, it was 6:30. When I was there, it was on the 14th of March. When I was there, there is a doctor, Carlos, that one, and he said to me, Mrs. Fuzane, we've got a special doctor for you. When I go with him, he gave me the same doctor, Dr. Weeper. That one always say, he said to me, the special. I said, I know Dr. Weeper is not a special, but he said to me, here at Kailisha is a special to us. Then I leave it. They take me up there again to conference room. Then I tell them the story. He said to me, you must start from Hotel Steve story. I don't know the reason why he said so, because I'm going there for Kailisha. But he said to me, you must start that story for protesting. I start that story for protesting. Kill that one for his hospital. Now he said to me, he will try to find out. He didn't find out. He didn't come back to me. Then I tried to go to take treatment action campaign. I went to complain there. Now they organize a big march on the 27th of March to go to his hospital. When we were there, I don't know what they said to them, because we spoke to them. They gave me a memorandum. After that, there was nothing happened. Again, there, I organized another march on the 10th of April to go to Wall Street. We were there to arrange that problem. And there's nothing was happened. Now, that was up and down with me to help me, because my daughter can't walk. She's always lying on a bed. And she got a bed sores because she can't stand. And I saw on last year on October, they sent Sister Mdekazi to my house. Said Sister Mdekazi must come to take a report. I don't know a report for what. And Sister Mdekazi came. When Sister Mdekazi came to my house, Sister Mdekazi said the hospital sent must come to take a report. I said to Sister Mdekazi, she said, is your daughter that one? Is my daughter? Where is your daughter? She is in a room. She can't move. She can't do nothing. Sister Mdekazi come in a room and look at my child there inside. Sister Mdekazi was crying when she see my child. I just come in my room and see my child. She was crying when she come out there. And I said, Sister Mdekazi, what is the report you come? And she said to me, that daughter there, she said, must come to take a report to my child. Then I said, Sister Mdekazi, they didn't tell you the whole story, or just they sent you here. They didn't say nothing to Sister Mdekazi. Then I showed Sister Mdekazi evidence, what's happening. And I show also my daughter how she looks like. Sister Mdekazi, did they help me? Organize getting network? The nephews? Nobody helped me, even the nephews. When I asked about the nephews, they said, Tamara get a disability card. I tend, Sister Mdekazi always send sometimes twice a week to bring the nephew, also the bandages, because she got the wound all over. And I did open the case. I'm so sorry to go there, because sometimes I'm not right, because I bear my daughter. It's not even a month. It's a month. Yes, I finished a month to bear that doctor. I'm talking about my daughter. Now, I just went to also open the case on the 18th of February to the court. When I opened the case, was quiet till 6 months. In August, I went to my general grant. I said, I did open a case, but there's nothing.
Last year,
18th February, I opened a case to Harare Police Station. Mr. Constable Kutuan was handling that case. Then I opened it in February. Till August, there's nothing happened. Then I went to General Grant at my station. I said, General, I just opened a case, but the constable was quiet. I've not heard nothing. Now, General did call a manager there at Harare and that constable. And asked, why? What about this case? Now, he said, no, he will go to the court. And he came last year on August, nearly end of August, after I complained. He said to me, the senior prosecutor is calling me. And my case was happening in the office. I'm not happy. What's happening was only for three people, me and super and that senior prosecutor and that constable. I asked why he called me in her office, and I'm going there. And she said to me, this case she will take to. She said to me, she will take this case to High Court in Cape Town, because when she looked at the photo, it's a serious case. I was happy when she said to me the case is going to High Court. Now again, nearly end of October, she called me that she said, come to pick me out at my work. And the senior prosecutor is calling you. When I'm there, everything is changing now. She said to me, when I see your age and your daughter's age, you can't manage to look after your daughter. The hospital, they said they found a place for you, to safe place for your child. I asked, where is that place? She don't know. And she said to me, I close the case now. I said, why you close the case? But my child is so serious. And she said to me, the reason why I close the case, when the detective is going there to KDH, all the nurses, they said, it's not me. Who you can appoint? You must take a lawyer and sue the hospital. She said so. Senior prosecutor said so to me. I'm going back to Ted. I tell them what's happening. Now Ted, he took me to the lawyer here in Cape Town. I went to that lawyer. We in that process now. I don't know. And there's still another thing for laughing. The KDH didn't find a place for my daughter. It's me, my cousin's sister. She got a form for St. Luke's for her mother. Then her mother died. She said to me, you can take this form and use it. Then I take this form. I take it to Hotelskir. To that form, they said, it's the only daughter got a history for Tamara can fill that form. I take it to Hotelskir. They refuse. They don't want to fill that form. Then it's on Belinda Bailey, so I look at it, fill that form. Then I took that form to take. I said, because I'm struggling, I'm working, and I must look after my daughter. Now, they sent somebody there. I said, I don't want any nurse must look after my daughter because they beat her already. I've got all that things I'm saying. I've got the proof. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. One of the members, can we be in this one? Is there anything that you want has to be clarified? Please spot on, let's not, you know, keep a background and also if there's something you haven't been clear on, just ask on that one. If anyone wanted to. But if there's nothing that you want to be clarified with them, advise the department to respond to, you know, this allegation that they've been made of the whole process here. Any clarity that you are sure of whatever, Honorable Chatterton?
Let me tell you, Honorable Chair, the clarity is just only, I don't know whether the mother can even remember the name of the senior prosecutor that spoke.
George, remember the name?
It's Aramse.
Aramse.
Yes.
Honorable Mahadi.
Thank you very much. Maybe we should first start with me. Donations for the mosque, which has been back and
forth.
In her presentation, my mother took the that she came from London. So we should start with her. I just want to get clarity. Where is this that she go? If all she may have, if she needs the incident to this that you are.
If Hanuman, are you able to tell us who you met so that we can then get that person to tell us why you given the climate?
Sorry, that lady, I was so, I can't remember her because she was very frank.
Okay.
She was there.
So meaning at the
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I just want clarity on one issue, and that is, was there any inquiry investigation done to establish whether other patients admitted at the time of this alleged assault, were there any interrogation was done, were there any investigation about the patient who provided some evidence that it may have been responsible for the assault?
The reason why I came here, there's nothing is happening, everything is quiet. He only check his up and down, try to help me.
Thank you. Also, keep us up at the moment for your loss. Could you describe what the medical condition was of your daughter, please?
The
main problem that the child had was a problem with the brain. There was a doctor who was here who was part of the people who operated with Tamar.
Thank you, Chair. It wasn't here in this and I'm sorry also for your loss. It wasn't here that you are what is needed from this quality in petition in your exact words. What do you hope to achieve from this? Basically, what the relief that you are seeking from this collective in your own medicines?
First thing, I can, in the new case, in the new case, and in a bomb. Ababanga Batsumezanga, Utamara Yetwa, Batsumezenam, from 1996, on that Kuala Lumpano, Walundan, and in a movie, you know, it's a sign. Ngoku babephelelwe bona ngulunko babo bayamhlukumeza bayamoperata bangamhoyi bamlahlele kuthiwe makayohlala endlini akho nto banophinde bayenze ndithini mna mama wakhe ngoku kundishiyile ngoku kwiifundwe bekuzo ndiphathwa kakubi ndisibhedlele indawo ibe liyandinceda ndilahlelwa ngaphandle zikot izawuzowulileyo ndibhekeli andinabona. Lamdan, and then about Chadi. Oh, I remember food is Lamdan. I got food. And a man for every taken guy. And a man who Chadi, I got Chadanga. I got up the lady. He operated as a park we had over. Uba has Kaza, who Professor Taylor. She's going to have a what have you not had to hear what they put it? Who had everything to make me?
The main problem here is that she feels that she was affected by it. By her daughter's situation, and she was victimized, and she doesn't see herself as somebody who's having a life because of what happened. So she's seeking assistance so that she can be able to cope with her own life, because what happened to Tamara really affected her physically and otherwise.
Did anybody from process here actually admit that the lady was assaulted at the hospital, or at any stage?
Akabetonga el kodeshiru bete e KDH. El kodeshiru operatwe u profesa teila. U profesa. Kotra, ebe mkuma na kuse kale, ilo chinde mo 2011. Kana mo kuma, uzgon ba ebe mkuma na kuse, bete ambe sana ka kuse mkale la yon ido. Ndite ka ebe mkuma na operatwe zinishu. Nathi xa engasithini ndathi ndicela ndacela kuye
umbuzo futhi is there anyone at Khayelitsha who at the same time Tamara was speaking?
Akho mntu uvumayo bandla ndide ndihide and seek.
No one, everyone is playing hide and seek.
Thank you, Chair.
Our
sincere
condolences, ma'am. I just wanted to know, okay, so far who's putting the legal bill? It's been indeed a long road for the Senate.
And now I'm going to Padala, I'm going to Padala Marquette, and here who takes it to Babin's letter, but my abode, I'm going to Padala.
No one is assisting me. The reason why I went to Tech is because I wanted assistance, and then Tech went to legal aid so that they can be able to assist me.
Ma'am, can you tell us how far you are with the legal process? Is it still in a consultation phase, or have you been to court yet?
We haven't been in any court because even the lawyers are unable to assess the docket.
And also Dr. Weber, who corner up lowest or lower if who corner now, when the
Dr. Weber is in our is there anyone? No, not yet.
Akukho nto yenzileyo owayethe kumusakanga yiyo into ndihlandinyuka ndikhona mandizizamela amancedo yena akho nto ayenzileyo.
He didn't do anything, that's why I'm looking for my own help because there was nothing done for me.
Kule meko yomntana wakho wayekuyo yokuba nalebhetyhuni wawukhe wachazelwa na esibhedlele okanye ngabaphathi basesibhedlele okokuba imeko yakhe izawuba njani na abe bomini. Okwesibini ngokokuba kwakukho into ebalulekileyo asuba kufuneka unike isivumelwano sokuba maka-operethwe ezo zinto izinto mhlawumbi wawukhe wabekwa kuzo wathathiselwa sisibhedlele.
The first question is that when you were told that your child had a brain tumor, were you told about the situation or what is going to happen after? The second question is in regard with the consent. Did you make any consent in regard with the operation, as we know that somebody have to consent before one can go to
operations.
I was really told that my child had a cyst in the brain. What I wanted to know is that what is a cyst, because I didn't even know what is a cyst, but I was told that the only way that they could see the cyst is through the microphone. That's all that I was told. Microscope. I signed for the operation because I was told that my child is going to be well after that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would just like to ask whether there has been any direct interaction with the MC or the DG, seeing that this has been in the media already and the contact with Chair.
Ndibone xa endini kufi andizange ndidibane naye, ndibone ngoku akudalanga kufika ileji elithi lisuka kwa-social development ba-imeyilelwe bona yi-head office yabo. Uyifike emsebenzini uyondithatha emsebenzini kuthiwa makayo assess umntana aze neproof nayo yonke into. Ndamnika iproof yonke into wambona umntana naye wambe khathazekile kubona umntwana.
I didn't see the MEC, but recently before my child passed on, I only see the officials from social development who told me that they are here to assess my child. because they were able to come and assess the child from the Department of Social Development.
On how Mr. Zani got to know about that child was she owned by the hospital or she got there when she was there.
Aba ndikonelanga ndiyomvisit umntana kuba ndimazi ukula kakhulu ndaxelelwa masendithatha yenzi akho nto banoyenza ngayo.
Nobody phoned me, but by the time I went to visit my child, that's when I was told to take my child home.
I just want to check if there's any evidence from the side of the family who accompanied Mama, given that kind of
mom is still there.
Thank you very much. Anyone that you think can also give...
It's the, one of the family members is here and Tev also accompanied him.
Can we then get it from the government? What happened to Mama Fuza and then the child? Maybe I should upfront indicate that you will be assumed to have been testified and to tell the committee of parliament the truth and to so that you don't tomorrow say not more than make representations of that to parliament is clearly that behavior. You start by indicating your name and your position.
So I'm Dr. Terence Carter. I'm the Deputy Director General, responsible for hospitals at the National Department of Health. Normally, when there are complaints such as this, which are sent either to the department, either to the Director General, or to the Minister, or if it comes via the Presidency, they are normally referred to me as responsible manager. In this particular instance, I must acknowledge, Chair, that the first time that this was brought to my attention was in fact yesterday. So I have not gone into detail. I have spoken to some of the people involved, but a lot of the detail I've only heard this morning. Now, I was informed by the other official who attended the hearing last week that the communication had in fact been provided to our department at least a week ago, if not longer than that, but sent it to my office, or to myself rather. This only brought to my attention yesterday. So there's quite a lot clearly that we would need to go to as the National Department of Health, but the Western Cape Department of Health is present and they would be able to provide more detail. I can only say, Chair, that normally in situations like this, we would go into a presentation from both sides, and we would then draw a conclusion and make recommendations. But given the fact that this was only brought to my attention yesterday, my knowledge and insight and understanding of the details are limited, so there's quite a lot that I still need to get my head around before I can actually express an opinion or comment. So I apologize for that, Chair, but certainly from our side, there's quite a lot that we would need to ascertain before we determine the next step of action.
Anything that is not clear from this national department view, I'm sorry, Honorable Mark.
Sure, President, yes, I'd like to know. Now that the doctor is indicating that he only get hold of this information yesterday, then a colleague was sent last week for further internal processes and procedures that need to be adhered to. To you, what are the positions?
I need to understand the question in terms of the implications. If I could respond in the way that I understand the question. As I indicated, the matters that have been raised by Mrs. Fuzane and the steps that she has taken to try and address these appear to be quite significant and quite severe. And therefore, we would need to make sure from the National Department of Health side that we get all the necessary information to form an opinion and to make a recommendation. And therefore, what I am saying is that we have heard from the side of Mrs. Kuzane. There might be information with which Mrs. Kuzane further has. She spoke about evidence, as well as tact and so on. We would need to get a lot more information around that before, as a department, we would be able to form an opinion and make a recommendation. That's the first thing. The second is, what has come out quite clearly this morning, is that there is a legal process. So I think that we also need to, as a department, understand where that legal process is, so that we don't jeopardize the legal process that is currently underway. It clearly still needs to be from a responsibility of the Ministry of Health, a responsibility to ensure that citizens of a country get the best possible care with the resources available. So within the mandate of the ministers, we certainly would look at what our responsibilities are. But we would need a lot more information from both sides.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you, Deputy Director. I think the committee, I don't think we need to waste time and talk about it, you know, something about this. But the CEO of the hospital is not here. Can the CEO take up?
I thought that from what you have said, and if you have evidence, let's cut the moment. Honorable one. Honorable one, I think.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor. I wanted to encourage the chairperson around the issue of drainage at the Western Cape. Is she officially sure she is a young donor? Is whoever aware of the whole situation, even if it is in the legal?
Maybe just finish from the national office and move to that level. Okay. Is there anyone on the issue of national office? Nobody. Can we then? I'm sure we are going that Dr. Perry, Terrence, we are going to allow you space to do your work and come back to the committee as quickly as possible. We conclude as we can. But the provincial department.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Honorable Chair. May I introduce myself, please? My name is Dr. David Bass. I am medical advisor to the Western Cape Provincial Department of Health. I'm here today to represent the department and the head of the department. And I brought with me colleagues who have been invited to attend this hearing.
We need the CEO of the hospital. I think if it is an advisor, we don't need a library. We need the people of the CEO of the hospital to get help to help this company. That happens.
That's not the route you are going to lead us.
I am, Honorable Chair. The CEO of Khayelitsha District Hospital is here today. He's sitting to my right. The medical manager of Curtis Care Hospital, as invited, is here today as well. I have brought along with me not only the people who were invited, but those people who can add value to this hearing and can inform the committee of the various issues which Mrs. Kuzane has raised. I was present last week. I apologize profusely to the committee for having been late today. We were not aware of the change of venue. But there's certainly no disrespect intended, and certainly no respect intended to Mr. Sadani. But we are very familiar. I am particularly familiar with the dispute that she has with my department. I am also able to...
I'm worried about the time. And my legal advisor is giving her the background. So it goes straight to the parents. The people who are going to give her the representative of the department of the provincial government.
Representing the provincial government, going straight into the matter that we are sitting before us. We understand that the provincial government has what you know, logistical and that, but give what you know on this matter.
I would like to address that. For the records, Chair, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor with a clinical background, and my insight is a medical one. My first point I want to reach is there have been questions about the legal process. And because I'm the only one in the Department of Health who knows about that, I'm very happy to explain that.
I think we said we wanted the CEO. The other guy can explain afterwards. We want to hear from the customer. Thank you.
Now, let's get to the first-hand people who are visiting Amara at the hospital.
We can certainly do that.
As a member of the health committee, and having asked for people who are relevant to address the issues, I think we must treat them a bit courteously and not be speakers. And I take offense at how my colleagues are treating the guests in this house. People are allowed to speak and to be heard, and what you are hearing is an effort to minimize the presentation in a way that makes sense. So I understand that the brevity is required, and I'm sure our guests will be brief. But sometimes necessary things to be said to help us at the reach conclusion. So I ask you, if I need to, that gives us the respect, please.
Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Chair, and Honourable Member, I haven't witnessed any person who's treating anybody with respect. If, as Honourable Members, we are questioned first and foremost, an accountant officer who is the CEO of that unit, is it too much to ask that we can say that we are not saying that the doctor is not going to come in, but we want to be taken through so that we understand and we follow. And I don't think it
will happen. Thank you. What we are going to do here, we are going to allow the MC level, which is Khayelitsha, the CEO of Khayelitsha to present, and followed by CEO of our project here and the department in the project. Can we follow that order? Honorable Sir Mark.
First, maybe we must also place it on record. The mayor that the college is doing is also within the concept of the Constitution. In Boring Check Section 69 and the Constitution, it gives the community the power to summon any person. And in this case, we summoned all the reps from the Khayelitsha, in terms of any addition from the type of advisor, you will be welcome, but we want to hear from the house now.
Thank you very much. Yes,
sir. Chair, it is absolutely my intention to give the floor to the managers of the relevant hospitals. I believe it's important to do this in a chronological order. Mr. Sazani's problems arise from the treatment of a daughter at Kurtzka at 2011 and in 2014 at Khayelitsha District Hospital. I think it makes much more clarity for us to take you through the process, for us to tell our story and our counter-events, which I will dedicate to my colleagues.
I think that's exactly what I said. The point that I said we will start with Khayelitsha process here and yourself. Can we follow that order? CEO from Khayelitsha, can you introduce yourself and take us through the Honorable
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just on a point of order, and it might jeopardize the whole process if this is not adhered to. There is still something such as natural justice. In other words, what the one party has been afforded must be afforded to the other party. So I'm just saying, keep in mind that the complainant has been given a chance to give a presentation in the way that she sees fit to take us through the whole process. I would just ask that if the department would wish to present their case in a specific manner to us, and book according to them makes sense to us, then they should be afforded the same courtesy. That is natural justice. If those rules aren't followed, we stand the chance of jeopardizing the whole process. But it's up to you.
Honourable Member, I've outlined how we are going to follow it. There's nobody that we are going to reply to and nobody going to talk to. Can we then follow the same CEO from Khayelitsha? Can you take us? Start with your introduction.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairperson. My name is Dr. Anwar Cardinal. I'm the CEO and accounting officer of Khayelitsha Hospital. May I take this photo just to pass my condolences to Mr. Sazani, who we've had many interactions with, not only via my office, including our patient advice and liaison services officer, including members of the TAC
And then last but not least, Ms. Aneka and the Kaurian team, who played a critical role in terms of follow-up of among the daughter of Ms. Lunani at her home in terms of the primary care requirements. Just to start off with and just to clarify, Dr. David Bass was for the department. He is employed by the department as a medical advisor, and essentially we work quite closely together, especially with situations or incidents where there are medical, legal requests, advice required, requests for documents from attorneys, etc. But either as it may, I have prepared a summary of events. As indicated, and thank you for the opportunity, Tamara Kuzani was a known epileptic client. She was known to recruit in hospital. As per the Cree handle, she suffered from a condition known as neurosis de psychosis, for which she received a surgical intervention. She was admitted to Kailisa Hospital on the 4th of February.
Can we be just for this presentation, one of our guests?
Yeah.
Can you please, because you have disturbed my listening and I'm hearing you, and I want them to get what you are here. Please, can we allow them to present themselves? Thank you.
So, as indicated, chairperson, Ms. Kuzani was a known epileptic. She was diagnosed as having a condition known as neurocystic psychosis, which is a cyst in the brain, for which she essentially received surgical intervention. At Curtis Lake Hospital, they inserted a shunt to relieve pressure on the brain, which is a complication of the presenting complaint. She was admitted on the 5th of February to Kayalicha Hospital, and on admission we noticed that I'm putting on the 2014. She was admitted to our emergency unit and subsequently then admitted to our medical ward. On admission it was noted that Tamara essentially had blisters on the right feet. There was no evidence of any injuries, etc., as per the clinician and nursing notes. She was transferred to Curtis Lee Hospital the same day because we were concerned in terms of the shunt that she had, and essentially her previous admission and medical and first intervention at Curtis Lee Hospital. So we referred her to Curtis Lee, they reviewed her at Curtis Lee Hospital, and she was transferred back the same day. She was then admitted from our emergency center on the 7th of February to Medical Ward 2. She essentially was discharged on the 13th of February. On discharge, her mother, Ms. Gladys, was on the afternoon and staff of the charge that were on Tamara's back. It was brought to the immediate attention of the sister or shift leader on duty and the clinical doctor on call for that particular ward. The doctor indicated to Ms. Kuzani that the wound was superficial and they would be healed well. So essentially there was a diagnosis because of her condition. She had weakness on the left side of the body, which was a chronic presentation. The diagnosis of bed sores and blisters and secondly due to pressure ulceration, etc. was essentially weak. On the 14th of February, Ms. Kuzani took Tamara to AGP in Kailicha, Dr. Monisha. The doctor noted multiple linear abrasions and contusions crisscrossing the right shoulder blade area, the right buttock and hip area. His conclusion on the day 8th was that the client had soft tissue injury. On the afternoon of the same day, Ms. Kuzani was a formal complaint at Kayanza Hospital, demanding an investigation into the assault caused on his lower body. The complaint and the pictures of the client's body were handed over to our quality assurance manager for further investigation. And on the 17th of February, the quality assurance manager essentially arranged a review and re-examination of Tamara,
She was assessed by our emergency physician, Dr. Lally. He also noted the many abrasions in their sores, especially on the right upper area where it was in the process of healing. He found no physical evidence of a fractured or broken hip. In fact, the bed sores and the sores of healing were no sign of infection. The client was relatively stable and septic, and she was in subsequently restored. On the 21st of February, there was a follow-up appointment arranged. She was assessed at the surgical operations department. The wounds were revealed, and the clinician that essentially saw indicated that the disturbing bed sores are in process of healing and to continue the current treatment. We reviewed her a week later. On the 27th of February, she was seen by a medical doctor in outpatients. There were two particular issues we were concerned about. First of all, the neurological condition was the follow-up seizures, and secondly was to essentially review her wounds for the vessels and the listing that was on the wrong discharge. She was clinically stable, and she was then referred to beside the community in our center for further chronic care to review the levels of her anti-epileptic medication and wound dressing. It was also
maybe
The client also had a follow-up appointment that she could get hospital G59 neurosurgery for the 12th of March 2014. Just to note, in terms of the feedback received from Ms. Fuzani on 9th of March, and she mentioned the issue of contacting the NEC's office. As the feedback and documented feedback received from our patient liaison officer, the client was brought in at ECC, presented with a skin rash. Mom was very concerned. On the evening of the 12th of March, Ms. Fuzani called the health ministry spokesperson, Ms. Marianne Rizzo, complaining of being turned away, but she was actually seen at our emergency room and subsequently discharged. On 12th of March, Constable Kuswana, as Ms. Kuswani had indicated, he essentially informed the hospital management and the patient liaison officer that an assault case was opened against the hospital. He was appointed as the investigating officer, and he needed affidavits from the medical or the female medical ward nursing staff. On the 14th of March, the client was seen by Dr. Lally at the emergency center. She again presented with a painful leg, and I reiterate, there was no fractured hip or fractured pelvis as was indicated by Ms. Kuzani. Dr. Lally is also the head of the unit, and he is a emergency physician specialist, and he examined the client, not Dr. Lieber. The client was given an NLPD follow-up review appointment. On that day, I essentially met with Ms. Fuzani and Tamara. Together with the France officer, the patient liaison officer, and the quality manager, I informed Ms. Fuzani that an external investigator was going to be appointed, which we did, to review Tamara's case. And the doctor they conducted is also a specialist. He is based at Heidelberg Hospital. The name of the doctor is Dr. Van Metterloo. He's a general specialist. And the reason we approached him is because of his years of experience working at this level. And he's also the clinical manager of that hospital. Because the allegations made by Ms. Fuzani were very serious and deemed to be very serious. His investigation findings, which we had essentially forwarded to David as our key contact person within the department, that there was not any malicious or intentional assault of the client. He could not find a definitive cause of injuries. He did indicate that between the client and the mission
incident,
about the incident at Mr. Zani.
When did it took place?
This is the investigation. I do have his report, which will be available by Dr. Bass. He investigated the entire incident. He spent time in the ward.
The one on the 14th of
March? No, no, no. It's not the 14th of March. On the 14th of March, Tamara was examined by Dr. Lari at the emergency room. She presented with an ankle leg. Subsequent to this, on the same day, I also met with Mr. Zani and Tamara. Tamara was essentially with Sevan. And we indicated to her that due to the serious allegations that we would essentially appoint an external investigator to review the allegations against the hospital. So Dr. Lanopoulou is a clinical manager at Heidelberg Hospital. He's also a general specialist with years of experience in the clinical field. He then essentially investigated the incident, and one of his key findings was that there was no assault that took place of Ms. Tamara, nor was there any malicious intent of any staff member or any intention to assault the client. Because I find that the defective cause of injury, and his conclusion was that between the admission to meet the female medical ward and discharge, she developed a disturbing the abrasion. And one of the conclusions he came to was it could potentially be pressure ulceration vessels that essentially make, if you look at it, at first glance, it may mimic that a lesion secondary to an assault. But we then managed subsequent to the review in terms of a pressure ulceration, etc. As the feedback received, both from TAC as well as the patient liaison officer, the case that was presented and tabled to the magistrate, who could find no evidence that the client was essentially assaulted during her admission at Kayanich Hospital. The court, one of the recommendations by the court was that the hospital support Ms. Suzani with the placement of Tamara. And I personally, in the presence of TAC, completed the form. And with Ms. Anjeka Ndekazi, we arranged placement for Ms. Suzani at the caring network. And we also arranged that on a daily basis with Ms. Anjeka Ndekazi and team to essentially arrange for addressing of a pressure alteration and bed sores. I must also indicate that if I can just look through the feedback on this Ndekazi, if I may, Chairperson.
Are you in a position also to provide us?
Yes, and we will do so right after that. Ms. Ndeka essentially arrives, and she was requested by myself to go and see Tamara and arrange placement for the client of the discharge. And indicated that I was also requested to assist by Mike and Keila and team at PAC because we work quite closely together. Ms. Ndeka Ndekazi assigned a caring network with the organization working inside to the address of the client. The technical coordinator working under Ms. Ndekazi went to Tamara's home. She did an assessment and gave feedback as to how the patient was. Ms. Ndekazi subsequently visited the patient to determine what intervention community-based services could provide in terms of the pressure ulceration, following up in terms of adherence to medication in terms of the epilepsy, ensuring that she attends scheduled outpatient departments, etc. Essentially, two carers were going to Tamara's home daily or three times a week according to the availability of Ms. Suzani. My understanding as the feedback which needs to be corroborated by Ms. Ndekazi is that Ms. Suzani would essentially leave Tamara at home. And once she's back, then the carers in the presence of Ms. Suzani would essentially care for her. In December 2014, as indicated, as per my request, together with the TAC, we arranged placement to the right case to relieve Ms. Suzani at least for 6 weeks, because as a single mom, we understood that her circumstances were quite tough in terms of
Ms. Tamara's condition. As we entered, she discussed the questions with myself, the formal report by Mike from the TNC. We signed it off. One of my clinicians, Dr. Tamara, completed the form. And Sandeka and Dikazi essentially called Ms. Fuzani because she wanted to go and drop off the form so that Tamara can be admitted to the facility. However, Mom refused the intervention in terms of admission to an intermediate care or facility. Despite that, Homebase Care Services continued to decline, offering her fees when in need until she was readmitted. May I also indicate, Chairperson, on the readmission, Ms. Suzanne was essentially readmitted to the hospital on the 4th of April, and she was not in a good physical condition. She presented with seizures, and similar to the previous presentation, she presented with severe septic wounds, bed sores all over her body. On the evening of the same day, when the further clients assigned to the hospital, Clyde was then referred back to Heidelberg and we then transferred to Pilsen Hospital where her original neurosurgical intervention took place. We received the feedback from Ms. Suzanne by the house officer of the family myself, Ms. Tamara Suzanne, on the 8th of April. So, Chairperson, from our perspective, we have been supporting Ms. Suzanne. We did arrange the community-based services follow-up. We believe that during her admission, she not only presented the pressure ulcers listening to her right foot, but during her stay in hospital, we can only attribute the abrasion to it. But I can definitively say that during her stay, she received the best care possible, and is evident by the nursing and clinical notes. And my colleagues, the nursing and the nursing audio, if required to give further feedback. But on no occasion was Ms. Suzanne assaulted. The investigation outcome and report have been made to Dr. Dash. But that's where I would leave it, Chairperson. And then the documents are available and something that has been taken. It will be forwarded by the Dr. Dash in terms of further review of the documentation. We have received legal requests for the folders. That was off late. I can confirm the date of Dr. Dash. And the head of patient administration, I will need to confirm the folder has been handed over. Because the lawyers didn't have a salary in the hospital in terms of handling the documents. But once we receive the legal notice and the full protocol follows, we hand over the documents to the audience. I thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Again, clarity seeking question, please not avoid coming in what we think. Just to get clarity to help our day to determine the position of the next one, which will also invite the local community to participate. Anything to be clarified? Honorable member there, honorable member that way, and then Cindy and perhaps the other one.
No, thanks, Chair. I'm Ikibe Mosala, I'm part of the committee. I just want to get one minute. Are you saying with certainty that when I'm when Kyle, you know, it means something different, you know, when you school there and you hear lines like when you thought you were talking about the patient, you know, but I'm not going to get into those politics now. Are you saying recently that when the patient was admitted, there was no scars? Is that what you are saying to this particular community, that there was no scars at all? You only picked up the scars when she was restrained back from protesting on the same day, because she was sent to protest here and referred back to your institution on the same day.
Can I provide some clarification?
Sure.
Thanks, Mr. Mazzara. What saying is just in terms of compliance with these protections. But we all got further as commented. Eventually, the just to reiterate, the patient was admitted on the 4th of February. She was then essentially, we noted that she had the sitting on her right foot, which is in line with pressure, ulceration, etc. She was then transferred to the skin on the 6th of February. And transferred at the same day because we were concerned and they please review her neurosurgical condition. She was then admitted to the female medical ward on the 7th of February. During the admission, because that is not included in the report, she received what we call care in terms of monitoring of her listening to her feet and vessels, and what nursing management would call in the nursing notes, returning, action or turning, document or turning back. The issues raised by Ms. Kuzani was on the day of discharge, where she essentially approached nursing staff to indicate that she notices that there's abrasions to the right shoulder blade, scapular area, over and above the listening to her right foot, and obviously she has a healing blistering in her right hip area. So that is the therapy I'm seeking to provide. So she went to the state, she came back, and she was then admitted into the female medical ward, and on discharge, Ms. Kuzani raised the issue with this abrasion to her right shoulder, that's the blistering.
No. Thank you, Chair. Pressure sources, I think they get something out there today. But I haven't picked up cases, because that's where, among other things, my interest is in the clarity on what may have been the cause of the soft tissue injury on the shoulder. Because that is not coming up here. It is completely not, and I'm requesting if we can just be a woman to if I can clear the experience.
I'm sure it's about what is in this picture. When have you started noticing this?
Yeah.
In your own report, I know you might have not been there that.
Yeah. Okay, in terms of feedback received, including the investigation done by the external investigator, we noted the right abrasions. First point is, in terms of the investigator's findings, is that there was no malicious assault or intended injury to Ms. Kuzani. So one of the hypotheses would be is that if you look at the shoulder blade, scapular area, sacral area, these are common areas where pressure ulcers and in the layman's terms, the vessels do develop because it's bone to skin, there's a relative lack of muscle. And these are pressure points which usually develop.
Maybe hang one there, another chat.
A follow-up, with due respect.
Yeah.
I think what I instructed sent us the way. But majority of our people who follow COVID only have information and saying,
yeah.
I have to come.
Yeah.
I think
it's important.
So that when we ask follow-up questions, the response was, why I wanted to make a follow-up, it's in my first time in my history, when I was in a health, to see an abrasion of that nature being attributed to as may be a pressure source.
Yeah.
Can there be another explanation? I don't know the protocol, but with your respect to the question.
No, thank you, ma'am. But essentially, from our perspective, what was documented was that there was no injury. But your comment is noted, and this is one of the issues raised by the investigator, that there are abrasions. And what that potentially led to.
Of course, like I'm saying, these are the details, but the report says there were no injuries. Can you? I'm sure you will know all the way.
I wonder, in terms of nursing care, how is it that none of the nursing
nurses and things on duty at that particular time. She found out the challenges that the particular patient was facing in terms of what I'm now hearing on the special operations. How come they did not pick it up? They had to go to another outside doctor to be able to identify and find this challenge. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I see Dr. Fuyu is saying it could possibly be pressure ulcerations. There's no clear direction that it is as a result of that. It could possibly also be injury. And finally, what process was followed in terms of conducting an inquiry with everybody, like I said earlier, including patients, everybody, because obviously everybody was, I don't know. What was done to be able to ascertain really if this was the case? And then, I'm sorry, finally, Jeff, what is this patient? You said wheelchair bound when the patient left. My understanding is when the patient came to the hospital, the patient was not wheelchair bound. But the patient came in and went out wheelchair bound, and I want some clarity on the thing.
Okay, thank you. The decline more distinctly wheelchair bound because she has chronic left arm disease in terms of her left arm and leg. Secondly is in terms of the question that you raised with nursing not picking up. We've taken that back to nursing management in terms of their documentation of their nursing observations. And we feel that is an area of improvement. And that is one of the recommendations that Dr. Fulham essentially made and we subsequently implemented his recommendations into that. The other issue that you raise is you are quite right, even in the Dr. Fulham report, he, in terms of his inquiry, he spent time in the ward. He essentially interviewed all sorts of clinical nursing and essentially one of the issues he raised is that Tamara was being nursed in a cubicle amongst other clients, and one of the issues that he raises is when there is an issue of assault and a claim of assault, it should have been witnessed by staff, by security on site or posted in the ward, but there was nothing to do that effect in terms of corroborating the assault. So, and then last but not least is the issue you raised at the end. Was she wheelchair bound? In our subsequent meeting, she was wheelchair bound, and the critical issue is that it's probably due to the fact that since her Huddersfield admission, she's had left-sided weakness involving her left arm and left leg, and mobility is quite a critical issue.
Okay, can I just have a follow-up? I have not got clarity on whether, I know the nursing staff may have been interviewed. I want to know others, that patients and things more objective. And I didn't hear that clearly when they were actually interviewed to establish whether they were looking at.
Apparently that was not that.
Yes,
one is not giving that. You mustn't assume that was not that.
And
it is very small.
Thank you, Chair. And further clarification, in my understanding, there is certainly a weakness in hospital care, especially at high reach hospitals, because nurses were not able to establish that this patient had left with this particular injury, if that's what we call it. And I just want to further that, I'm not sure if you are saying, when the patient came, was the patient already wheelchair bound? Because my understanding I'm getting is that when the patient came, she may not have been, but left wheelchair bound based on whatever's happened, you know.
I think in terms of that, she was brought in by ambulance. And secondly is she is wheelchair bound, and the reason being is that she has weakness in her left arm and left leg.
Just to check something, Ms. Suzanne indicated that when she left, she had to require a wheelchair, which she said she even told her own employer to assist her. I'm not denying that part. That's what. The
answer is that she came in by EMS, and secondly, she was wheelchair bound prior to our admission at KLS Hospital.
So you refuse what she alleged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
through,
sir. And I think if you have answered that way, it will help us.
Okay.
When the patient was admitted for your client, he not present with his lacerations, bed sores, and their hip, broken hip, right? When she was admitted. She was admitted, and when she left, she had bed sores, she had lacerations, she had a broken hip, and all sorts of things. Surely she didn't, this thing didn't that happen, I don't know, to when she's about to leave, and they were not, they should have been caught by something. You know, and if this consistent with bed sores, this type of, no, they are not consistent with bed sores. Please, let's, we are not in court of law, we are not prosecutors. We just want to know the truth of what happened so that we can be able to have an opinion about what happened. But if the doctor is going to tell us stories about these things are not consistent with evidence, if these things were not there, wouldn't we be any wiser about what happened? Especially when we have been, I don't know, please, let's just stick with each other with respect.
And we are busy with sports and games.
So that's the first issue.
So I do respect your comment. The third issue is the mother did not have a fractured hip, nor was there a broken hip. That's the first issue. The second issue is, on the admission, we noted that she did have vessels involving her right ankle, her right hip area. And that is why, from a nursing perspective, we initiated the settlement plan, and that is evident in the nursing notes. You find a comment in terms of the investigation, and I link it back to Dr. Fulham. And coming back to the hypothesis, she did develop these lesions during the admission, but as per the recommendations and the report forwarded to me, it could not be attributed to
in that order, again, when I proceed,
thank you, Chair. According to the doctor, when she was admitted on the 6th day of the test, and she was discharged on the 15th, just want to check on the kind of treatment. So that about the
in
terms of sort of with the National Department of Health, eventually when the complaint was raised by Ms. Fuzani, we have a departmental complaints and policy procedure which we essentially follow. And due to the seriousness of the allegations, we eventually appointed an external investigator to review the allegations in terms of the issues raised by Ms. Fuzani. Just in terms of the comments on the magistrate's process, I'm essentially responding in terms of feedback received. I was not physically present during this particular hearing or sitting, but as the feedback received and subsequent interaction with TAC and our liaison officer, one of the recommendations and it's a point I raised was that he assisted Ms. Fuzani with placement at an intermediate facility, which was essentially facilitated by Ms. Tandeka, Mekazi, and team. In terms of your question, the first one was, in terms of pressure ulceration, if you look at the documented medical literature, it can develop essentially after 2 to 6 hours. Some of the literature also indicates it may only be, or you may only see physical manifestation a few days later. In other words, one of the questions that you asked, if I may now, from a departmental perspective, David, just to essentially comment on the process initiated in terms of investigations, to you, Chairperson.
Just before that, very sick, we are again having a problem in terms of time. It looks like we are unable to conclude this the hearing. I'm going to seek the members' advice. Of course, whether we like it or not, it means we have to quit the venue now, because we have passed other committees. I'm just checking whether can we then reschedule this again next week and try to push and finish the whole hearing in order to make a determination. Because we can't have this matter perpetually. We need to arrive at the determination of the honorable member. Can we then reschedule this to continue next week on Wednesday?
Chairperson, I just want to repeat what I said last time. When getting these meetings, we must be mindful of the fact that some of the staff members of the department is taking a whole day out of their work, and it's problematic if you take a whole day out of someone's work just for an hour and a half meeting, but in the end ends up being postponed to the next week. So I'm urging you just to reconsider that when you reconvene this meeting, that you schedule it for such a time that we come, we finalize this thing, and we take for the last time a day out of their work. We can't continue postponing every week and take a whole day out of their work. Thank you.
Honorable members, I don't think this is helping. I'm saying I can't manufacture time. I can't create time. I'm managing what is before me. And I'm talking about what I did, you know, here, the one that I was. I cannot, you know, say the whole day. I'm given this time that we're saying, can we then reschedule again to continue next week? That's what I'm asking of yourself. Honorable staff, honorable, and then you are follow
up. Okay, thank you, Chair. I'm tempted to want to respond to Professor Letters. But now let me not waste time in Gomte, because we know the procedures. Even as a committee, the next committee of security and the ATC has already, the meetings also supposed to sit and also scheduled, because it's a briefing that's prepared to policy debate or debate. So with that not in place, it's our responsibility. We are not saying that this committee debate and this year is not important. Actually, we are confronted with the dilemma that we have two important committees that need to sit and we need to deal with this. I'm proposing, Chair, that we schedule the meeting and
maybe perhaps the management meeting, the week and the person's meeting, come up with a good date, and also interrupt the Wipari program, program to be able to accommodate us, to schedule this committee hearing for the whole day, perhaps, if you are able to persuade the Wipari committee to be able to proceed. So we know that the program, we are under pressure, we have a policy debate as well within a month or two. So just why we need to balance the work of the committee as well.
Honourable James, Chair, Udams and Mohat, I think we will deal with the matter. Please, I know one of our members. Let me start with you.
Honourable Chairperson, it was clear that the National Department of Health came to this meeting unprepared due to the fact that they received information late, and they are a very important role player in this particular process. So when we discuss the day somewhere else, let us schedule it for the whole day, so that they also come to this particular city prepared to come and give answers. This matter has been running for quite a long time, and we do not want to keep the family into this process for quite a long time. They've been through all. They have lost their daughter. So the time that we are going to schedule the next meeting, let's make sure that all parties come prepared so that we reach a conclusion. Thank you.
Honorable
guests,
it's incumbent on all of us to respect that this has been a tragedy. And as to get to the bottom of it, we really need to have an open mind in terms of what has actually, looking for evidence of what has happened. And I would just urge you to do that, and not to turn this into something that it should not become, but it should become. It is an assessment of evidence. It's not a court of law, but an assessment of evidence, because the tragedy has happened. Okay. Let me also just say that there was an answer to the question that was incomplete, and you referred this committee to the colleague just to complete that answer. And I don't think it's going to go out of time for it. Just a year that answer that question. So I'm going to get this group to complete that, please.
No, thank you, Chair. With the understanding that the matter is quite a sensitive matter, obviously, the mere fact that it is in front of both committees, it then means the Parliament must be aware what exactly happened.
Mm.
And it must not be taken as if we are in separate case. In adding, supporting that we must against it, I just want to request that even the venue must be conducive. The venue must be conducive. I agree with the member of the FF. Department of Health must also prepare. We must also get all the... Because at the end, if there are questions that we don't ask, then it goes back to the public domain, when it's been known that it came in front of the committees, both the NCOP and the NA, it is again an egg on our face that as one of the parliament, we are not doing wrong, as expected to do. And so I'm urging the members of the Democratic Alliance to understand that we are not insensitive, but we want, because by this case, we are going to be able to address some of the challenges that are engulfing the Department of Health. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Jefferson. I just need to come in here and call for calm, because your statement previously that this is not helping me in any way, I cannot manage it in terms of time and all that. And that. We are discussing it. And we allow other people to further discussion after you said it's not helping. So let's just try to get an amicable solution to this challenge that we have in terms of time, because we are delivering a service. And we need the department to be here, but most importantly, we need Mrs. Kuzani's input in this to check her availability on this and just for courtesy. Just apologize for in terms of our mishaps. It's our, we as a committee must take full responsibility for the time that we cannot have, and understand your predicaments. We do do not have timeless petitions. That's why we're sitting half past 8, sometimes 5 o'clock, sometimes you know what I'm saying in this kind of thing. But can we just get the solution? But most important, we are delivering a service to Mrs. Ferrari, and we must ask her permission or her input into this. Thank you.
Honorable Martin, there's in no way that we can equate the loss of life to the loss of life. The simple reason that we're sitting here and the meeting that you suggest to us that can be rescheduled this meeting is for the mere fact that you are more considering that this matter justice must be done. The major species don't have to say much. But this is not the first incident that we are faced with as a patient's college. We are still sitting with a case of a loss of life again where the Cortes Care Hospital is also directly affected. So we are not impatient. We just want to ensure that as and when we reschedule, we have adequate time and to ensure that both parties are afforded an opportunity to present their case. So that tomorrow no one will come back and say, as it was not done at the committee of parliament. So it's very privilege also, it's the right of those that have raised complaints for them to just that say they are going to ensure success. We have no doubt that we do justice, that would be relevant to whoever that is accused. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, you are not going to be empty. Even next week, when we reschedule, you can't be positive that you are going to go through this mess. It will be determined by the proceedings and the discussions. And as you are saying, on the side of the ANC, we are going to be patient up until this matter is finally concluded and laid to rest. So we are saying we support the scheduling, but we are suggesting the person that we come with the need of the community and those that are affected so that we get a determination of the age.
Thank you. Chair, mine is to, of course, inquire or ask from the from our secretary to ask the department to provide them this their presentation before we are sitting, so that we have this presentation in front of us. Because I foresee something else. For example, today I have a presentation with them. If possible, they can photocopy it for ourselves and, of course, forward the other presentation, which is in detail for the committee delegation.
Thank you. I'm sure that has been agreed that they will forward us whatever they presented. We have checked one of them demanded that the date of the fair that we spoke of will be an appropriate date that we will be set at that will have sufficient time to conclude this hearing. The 3rd of June, which we have agreed again with our chair committee. Not to allocate anything so that we give them our 24th. So we take the best that it will be the day that we'll find that. Can I take this opportunity to apologize for anyone that we might have inconvenienced as we are unable to conclude the matter for his surgical conclusion? We wanted to make sure that when we arrive at the determination, every little information would have been, you know, provided to the committee so that we don't deprive ourselves of anything that might help us to arrive at a different, you know, determination. So with those few ways, I want to say, let's meet again on this particular matter on the 3rd of June at a venue to be determined by the secretary. But all the participants outside Parliament, members of Parliament, you will be given the notice formally from the secretary at the day to say this is the day, this is the time, this is the venue for us to continue on this year. Thank you very much, and the hearing is adjourned.
Is anyone else in the system? I got your number.